Today's shir, Simen Mem Zayin, Si'if Hei Vav and Zayin. Si'if Hei, Birchas HaTorah, Asher Kiddushonu V'mitzvasov V'tzivonu, Al Divrei Torah, V'harevna V'chulu, V'asher B'chabonu. Shulchan Aruch lists the Birchas HaTorah, Asher Kiddushonu V'mitzvasov V'tzivonu, Al Divrei Torah. If you notice the Beragoyla, there's a note, V'kasev ha-rosh v'ha-tur she'yesh oimim la'asayk b'divrei Torah v'chein l'nusach Ashkenaz u'Polonia. So even though the Mechaber's Lashon is al divrei Torah, and some people do say the bracha like that, the minig Ashkenaz is to say la'asayk b'divrei Torah. And there's v'harevna and asher b'chabanu. Mishnah Berura sifkatan ches al divrei Torah Uminig midinosenu, the minig in our land, loimer is to say, la'asak b'divesera. Ger yochel loimer birchos asher b'chabanu, and the Mishnah Berurah continues that a ger who wasn't born Jewish can still say the bracha asher b'chabanu mikol ha'amim. Mishnah Berurah sifkan tes v'harevna, v'yesh medaktikin lo'hoisif, some are careful to add, v'tse'etso'enu. Because whoever is a Talmid Chacham and has a child and a grandchild who are Talmid Chachamim, shuv ein haTorah posekes mizaro, the Torah will not be cut off from his descendants. Shenemar, as it says, lo yamush mipicha v'gomer. V'ein tzerach l'kach, but this isn't really necessary. Ki bechal v'tzeretz ha'enu hu gam kein b'nei banim, because v'tzeretz ha'enu includes grandchildren. So the standard nusach is as v'tzeretzeinu. Some add v'tzeretzeinu to include grandchildren. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not necessary. Tzeretzeinu includes children and grandchildren. Sifkatan yud. V'asher bachar. V'tamid tia tefilas ha'av ha'em shagur b'fihem lehispalel al b'neihem sheyu lomdei Torah v'tzadikim u'bali midas tovus. A father and mother should always daven for their children. They should be learning Torah. They should be tzaddikim and possess good character traits. V'chavim ha'oyed b'virchas ava rabba v'virchas ha'Torah b'shar sh'oimim v'diyeh anachnu v'tzes enu. And a person should have tremendous kavona when he says the bracha ava rabba and b'virchas ha'Torah and the words that we and our offspring and similarly in the tefillah of Avolat Zion, when he says the words Leman lo nigal arik lo nireda behelo, that we should not toil for nothing and give birth for confusion, person should use that opportunity to daven for his children that they should be tamid chachamim and tzaddikim and balamidas toivas. Se'iv vav. Oimer v'harev im vav. The bracha v'harev no begins with a vav. The ma'ez v'yesh oimim below vav, and some say without a vav. V'chein nahagu, and that became a widespread practice. Avol yoseh tov loimer b'vav, but it's still better to say it with the vav. Mishnah Berurah writes of kol yud aleph vav, the bracha achas hi. It's one bracha. Asher k'dushav tzavis yivanu with harav noah is all in bracha, and therefore you put a vav. Tidu ha'yisa bracha b'fnei atzma, because if harav noah was a separate bracha, ha'yisa pasachas b'baruch, it would have to start with baruch. V'yav agav desmucha l'chavati, even though it's right next to a bracha, and the rule is bracha smucha l'chavata does not have to start bracha tashem. Nonetheless, since these are short brachas, it really should start with its own baruch atah Hashem. No different than the brachas who say at Havdalah, they each begin with baruch. Even though you make a bracha on the pesamim and the ner, right one after the other, because they are brief. The Yeshom of the Ramah, not to say the Vav, holds to Shanei Birchas Avdolah She'in Smuchus. The Birchas Avdolah are not considered Smuchus Echavita. Shemotza Oimer al Kolechel Fnei Atzma, because he could say each one by itself, independent of the others. Al Aner al Basamim, you don't have to make a bracha on the Havdalah candle and on the spices at the same time. So therefore, even though we say them next to each other, they don't have halach of smuchas achavata. As opposed to Haravna, which is a bracha smuchas achavata, it's its own bracha, and it's adjacent to the bracha asher k'dushan sazam v'zivanu, and therefore it does not start with baruch, and therefore it does not start with a vav of v'haravna, because this opinion holds that it is its own bracha, and it's smuchas achavata, and therefore you don't start with a vav. We learned before in Siman Mem Vav, Chayav Adam Levarach B'chol Yom Meir Brachos, a person has to say at least 100 brachos a day, and the Mishnah Berurah listed how many brachos a person makes every day, and he says over there, three brachos on the Torah, according to the Ramah in Siman Mem Zayim Sif Vav B'Hagla. That means Birchas HaTorah is only counted as three brachos if you don't say the Vav of Aharevna, because then the bracha of Ha'arevna is its own independent bracha and smucha l'chavata. So you have three brachas, Asher Kedushanu, Ha'arevna, and Asher Bachabanu. But if you say V'Ha'arevna, that's all one bracha, then you can't count Birchas HaTorah as three brachas for the minion of Meir Brachas B'Chayom. Then you're only going to count it as two brachas in the calculation of Meir Brachas B'Chayom. Sif Katan Yud Beis, Yoser Toiv V'Chulu. The best thing is to say the Vav V'Harev. Ki b'zeh yotzanu yudei kol ha'deyos. The Mishnah Berurah says, by saying the Vav, you'll accommodate all the opinions. Avlem taimer below Vav, but if you say it without a Vav, havei harev na bracha b'fnei atzma. Then harev na is its own standalone bracha, v'havei hefsek, and it would be considered an interruption, la'osadeya, according to the view, Shesvira law that holds bracha achasi, that it is one bracha. V'cheinu hagin k'hayom loma v'harev b'vav, and that is the practice today to say v'harev with a vav. This idea that by saying the vav you yotze all the dayas is brought from the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef explains that according to the view that it's one bracha, then with the vav v'harev is perfect. According to the view that it's two brachos, then even though you don't need to say a vav for v'harevna, if you did put the vav in, it doesn't hurt. But if you don't say the vav, so if it's considered its own bracha, so that's fine. Harevna, it's its own bracha. But if it's one bracha, then without the vav, it's a hefsik, meaning to say, it's not connected. It's supposed to be one bracha. Then why are you saying harevna in the middle of the bracha? If you say v'harev with a vav, then it's continuity. If you leave out the vav and you hold it's one bracha, then it's a hefsik, meaning to say it sounds like you're interrupting in the middle of the bracha with something else that's not relevant, because if it was part of the bracha, you would have said a vav. The fact that there's no vav and it's one bracha, that's not what's harev doing in the middle of the bracha. And that's why, if you don't say the vav, it'll only be good according to the opinion that it's two brachas. But according to the view that it's one bracha, it will be considered like a hefsik, like you're interrupting in the middle of the bracha. Well, inin anias amein achal asag b'divei Torah. As far as answering amein after the asher k'dushanu lasag b'divei Torah, yesh deyos ben achorim. There's a disagreement among the achorim. V'roiv achorim etzadim shaloi la'anos amein. Most Achronim say not to say Amen, because it's one long bracha. And therefore it's proper for the one saying the bracha to say the bracha quietly, so no one would answer by Lasek B'Tevesera or Al Devesera. No one would answer Amen at that point. Say it quietly through V'Harevna, so there's no shiloh of someone answering Amen at that point. Se'if Zayin. Birchas Avas Oilam Poteres Birchas HaTorah Im lamad miyad b'li hefsek. The bracha avas oylem and birchas kriyashma would exempt a person from saying birchas atera if he learned right afterwards without interruption. Mishnah Berurah sifkan yud gimel avas oylem. Nakat avas oilam lefima shapasik lekamon besimin samich seif aleph. The language avas oilam is based on the Shulchan Aruch's decision in Simin Samich. Aval lehora mosham oimim avarabba b'shachus. But according to the Ramah over there in Simin Samich, we say in the morning avarabba and not avas oilam. Upashet tu huadin bevirchas avas oilam ba'arvis gam kein shepoteres dezil basu taimo. Now it's simple that the same halacha applies to the bracha avas oilam when we daven marav in the birchas kriyashma of arvis. It also would pater birchas atara for the same reason, because it includes in it the language similar to birchas atara. V'nafkamina le'inyanim ofer v'yoshen shenas keva al mitasu koydim. And this has to do with halacha if someone went and he slept a good sleep in his bed beforehand. We're not talking about a short nap, we're talking about someone went to bed and took a good half hour, 35 minute nap, or more. L'das ha-mechaber l'kamon b'si'if yud aleph. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion later in Si'if yud aleph, tishnas keva havi hefsik, that going to sleep like that would create an interruption in the birchas ha-Torah, and he would need another birchas ha-Torah. V'afil l'fi ha-minig sh'nahaginon k'dasa yesh oyim sham l'hokon, even according to the practice that we conduct ourselves like the Yesh Oimim that says we don't make another Birchas HaTorah after sleeping during the day. It's still better to have in mind when he says Avas Oilam in Birchas Kriyashma of Marav to exempt the requirement of Birchas HaTorah. Let's say das roif ha-poskim ha-machmir b'zeh, to accommodate the view of most poskim who are strict and say he does need Birchas HaTorah. Kavur l'kamam mishne brua ayin sham, as is clarified later in Mishnah Berurah, look over there. V'ayin b'halacha oy nafkamina. If you look in b'halacha, he brings another nafkamina. The b'halacha says another nafkamina is for a person who doesn't usually learn, but he wants to learn after marv. That even though the halacha is he doesn't say birchas haTorah when he sits down to learn after marv, but there is an opinion that if he doesn't learn all day and he's going to learn after marv, he should say birchas haTorah. So we're not going to say birchas haTorah. But he could have in mind when he says Avasoil. Mishnah Berurah Sivka Yudal Poteres, saying Avasoilim or Avarabo exempts him from Birchas HaTorah, Sheyeshba Me'ein Birchas HaTorah, because it includes the language similar to Birchas HaTorah. V'tein b'libeinu l'mod u'l'ameid l'shmor v'lasos l'kayim v'chulu. Please put in our hearts to learn, to teach, to guard, and to do and fulfill. It would seem from the language of the Shulchan Aruch that even without specific kavana, without specific intent, when he says the bracha to exempt Birchas HaTorah, it's sufficient. Look in the Be'er HaLocha. Sivkon Tezvav, Im Lamad, if he learns right afterwards. The Birchas Avarabba, the Baruch of Avarabba in the morning, Avas Oilam B'Marav, came in the Niskan Ha'ikar L'Kriyashma, since essentially it was instituted for Kriyashma. Lo Mischazi L'Shem Birchas HaTorah Ela B'Shon Miyad. We don't look at it as Birchas HaTorah unless he learns right away afterwards. Because of Alavush, Sha'af Im Hispalel V'Siyam HaTfilo, in Onikru M'zeh Hefzik. The Lavush writes that even if he davens and finishes his davening, that's not called an interruption, since he learns immediately afterwards. Sifkan tezayin miyad, right away. Afilu ma'at, even if he learns just a little bit, l'shei mitzvah slimud, for the sake of learning. V'az shuv lo yitztarech levarech chal oysa hayom, then he will not have to make berachas haTorah the rest of the day. Afilu hifzik v'amad v'chaza l'limudo, even if he interrupted and went to something else and comes back to learn, the same way we say Birchas HaTorah, that even if he doesn't learn straight and he comes back to learning later on, he doesn't make another Birchas HaTorah. So too, the effectiveness of Avar Tzoylem or Avar Rabba is the same.